Judge Garippo and members of the Board of Trustees. I'm Linda Long Fainter, and I am representative of the Western Band of Cherokees in Oklahoma, but I also live in Illinois. And I also represent, I'm one of the board members of the American Indian Council of Illinois, which was established in 1996 to address issues facing Indian people in Illinois that are not being faced or addressed. I want to bring to your attention things that people have forgotten, and this has to do with veterans, and recently you will see veterans in Walmart stores fundraising for a memorial on the mall in Washington, D.C. To my knowledge, there has never been a memorial to veterans. What you are not aware of is that in World War II, the 82nd Airborne out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, which my dad is one of the handful of survivors, along with four Native American Dakota Sioux Indian men in Minnesota. I want to read some excerpts from What is a Veteran that was a handout that the veterans gave me, and it's by Father Dennis Edward O'Brien with the U.S. Marine Corps. You can't tell a vet just by looking. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to demonstrate. That right is our right through the U.S. Constitution, the supreme law of the land, First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, which is denied to some people. When Indian people decide to take on an issue like Charlene Teeters or Michael Haney, if somebody doesn't want to hear what they have to say, then we want to teach them a lesson and throw them in jail, which happens to a lot of Native Americans. Charlene was in jail for 24 hours, which she was invoking her First Amendment rights, and I think that's very wrong. That's why I wanted to remind you of this from the 82nd Airborne, because these people are the ones who gave you your freedom to sit on this board at the University of Illinois. But that freedom does not always exist for Native Americans in employment or religious freedom. We express ourselves in dance and music, which Chief Alinawick does not portray. It is a mockery for the university to retain Chief Alinawick. It is yet another incident of power and greed at the expense of the American Indian culture. Where are your values? Is money your God? Because I hear threats today about taking money back, donating money if you don't retire Chief Alinawick. I get tired of things coming down to the almighty dollar. One other thing I want to remind you of, the 82nd Airborne. These men are in the honor guard at the club in Minnesota, the Indian Club. They are in the honor guard, and most people are not aware of, when I give presentations to grade school children at age in the fourth grade, that under the Lincoln administration, the largest mass execution occurred in Minnesota. They hung 38 Indian leaders for retaliating because the government failed to follow through with their obligations, and they were starving their families, their men, women, and children, their elders. And the parents say to me, well, we don't know about that. I said, that's right, because you're not going to find it in a textbook. I said, that's why I'm here to tell you this. This is the most spiritual group of people I have ever met in my entire life. If you were to view the documentary In Whose Honor, your trustees, Gravenhorst, and I think his name is Lamont, say, well, maybe American Indians don't understand. Maybe they should attend your game at the stadium. Excuse me, but we understand. We are highly mentally intelligent, and what we understand is that we have tried to be diplomatic in asking that you retire Chief Alinawick as taxpayers in Illinois.